Plucked from stormy Mediterranean seas this week, these young men have escaped the fighting in Sudan. This southernmost Italian island is braced for a potentially record-breaking summer of migrant arrivals. The Sudanese sailed from Tunisia, where there's a sophisticated and profitable smuggling network. God willing, there'll be much more work compared to the past, this smuggler tells us. Last year, more than 100,000 migrants crossed the central Mediterranean, according to the European Union.
I've organized a lot of trips where things didn't go as expected, because the boat was overweight, and that's why so many died. There were no life vests or inner tubes. 100 people lost their lives in 2 trips.
Lampedusa's migrant holding centre, managed by a local cooperative, has struggled to handle the large volume of arrivals. So now the Red Cross has taken over, with plans to provide a more professional and humane service.
It's in charge of us to reassure them and tell them that they are safe. Because from their eyes, we realize that they need people that say to them, you are finally safe.
The smugglers say they're also improving their operations.
On a renouvelé le travail. Ici.
To stop the loss of life, we've reorganized how we work. We've got rid of the risk that might cause a boat to sink. Before, we didn't have people who could read a compass. Now we look to assign a captain who knows how to use one. And we don't overload boats anymore. It's all safety first.
Those who make it now face a more hostile reception from Italy's nationalist government. Newcomers will find it much harder to get a 2-year special protection residency permit if they don't qualify for full asylum. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni won power last year, promising to crack down on boat migrants.
Human Rights Watch calls Italy's new immigration law repressive and inhumane. It's intended to dissuade migrants from coming here. It's not having any effect. More than 45,000 people have arrived in Italy since the start of this year. It was 12,000 in the same period last year. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Lampedusa, Italy.